On this episode of V8 Radio, I am joined with Kelly this time.
Hey, guys.
And you're awfully excited.
I'm excited. Power Tour is coming to town.
Yeah, that's true. Power Tour is actually coming right to our town. It's pretty unbelievable to think about it.
Yeah, considering all the driving we've done to attend Power Tours before, to have it come to our front door is pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I think maybe we start with a little context about what are we even talking about here.
Well, the Hot Rod Power Tour is put on by Hot Rod Magazine, and it's an annual trip some direction across the country. And you and I met because of Hot Rod Power Tour.
Yeah, the Power Tour is not something to screw around with.
Not in our world.
No, I'll tell you right now. I think the original inaugural was back in, the first official one was in 1994, I think in 93 or so, they were doing something called the Victory Tour, where they had a bunch of the cars just kind of went across country to go to one of the Hot Rod sponsored events, and they picked up people along the way. And for 94, they said, let's make this a real thing, let's try and drive people to our power festivals. So they created this cruise event, which I mean, I think is awesome to be able to actually get out and use the cars instead of just, you know, sitting at a show. So now it's 2015, so this is, although it started in 94, this is actually the 21st, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one I was on was in 1996, and like I said before, Power Tour is very powerful, and it's changed our lives many times.
Very many times, and it's been awesome experiences each time. The tour consists of a bunch of people from all across the world. There are people who come in from other countries. I don't know where they get their cars, if they ship them in or whatever. And every state. And they all meet at one designated city and one place. And then they start driving. And each day they go to a different town and go to a designated place in that town or city and hang out for several hours. It's like a giant car show each night in a different city. And then they swarm that city and go out to dinner and hang out and socialize with their friends. And then they go to the hotels and they have burnout contests, or they hang out and socialize some more.
Yeah, I think the term socialize is being used loosely here.
Right. Well, everybody gets together and you meet complete strangers. And within, you know, an hour, you've made a friend for your lifetime.
Yeah. And the cool thing is the car show every night can be enjoyed by locals, so people come just to see that, and then what they call the long haulers are the people that go the whole way. But you don't have to go to all the cities. You can go to your local town, or you can go, you know, stop by stop. This year, it's starting on June 6th in Madison, Wisconsin, and it's going to end up on the 13th of June down in Gonzales, Louisiana. So it's a pretty good long run right through the middle of the country.
Well, that's going to be an interesting trip through each of those cities that they're going through. Not my favorite trip, but the one that was the most drastic per day, like each day, the environment, the people, the cars changed the most, was the time that they did the East Coast Tour. Remember, we started in Boston, we ended in Florida. That was dramatic changes every day.
Well, again, in the early days, like in 96, that was my first long haul. And it started at the Peterson Museum in Los Angeles and ended up in Norwalk, Ohio. So it went all the way across the country from west to east. It was across Utah and Colorado, which were nice, you know, desert areas. And then you had the Great Plains of the Midwest. And then you had Chicago and Detroit, you know, which wiped out everybody. and then ended up in Ohio. But this year, it's just going straight down top to bottom. But that East Coast one was pretty neat because everything was different every day.
Very much. The weather was different. The cars were different. That theory about the West Coast being ahead of the East Coast was very obvious on that trip. All the West Coast cars had come to the East Coast, and you could tell the trends were a few years behind on the East Coast. But they were catching on.
Yeah, it's not that they didn't have cool cars on the East Coast. It was just different.
Right. And the people, the accents changed every day. The building structures and the things you looked at when driving down the road, everything changed drastically every day. It was neat.
So what I'm gathering here is that this is a trip about the road trip and the people and the Americana, and the cars are secondary.
Well, the cars are a means of this experience. And the experience to me is, yes, you're in a cool car. You're in a, usually a muscle car is what's most prevalent.
Well, these days, I mean, they're talking, I think there was 3,700 cars last year that went the long haul. So, I mean, there's everything.
Now. Right. There is everything. But the most common is a muscle car themed car on the trip. And usually it's at least two people per car. So you're bonding with that person in the vehicle with you, as well as everyone around you. And it's an opportunity to see tons of things all across America and meet new people and experience things, as well as be challenged and challenge the vehicle that you are in. And that whole challenge aspect is what I felt Power Tour was about, because it bonded you and I together. It made us meet complete strangers and become lifetime friends. It made us pay it forward and pull over and help other people. And the generosity and the camaraderie that we experienced, it was a priceless experience.
Well, I agree. And it's funny that when we met, well, let me back that again to the early 96 tour. I got to meet the staff of Hot Rod Magazine, and that is eventually how I got my job working with those guys, because we spent so much time on the road, and that's like the ultimate job interview, you know, to see what somebody's really like. But a few years later, when the car I was driving, our 62 Ford Galaxy, was breaking every night, we had to be resourceful. We had to find parts. We lost rod bearings the first night and should have packed it in and not even drove the car. But several states later is when you and I met, and, you know, fixing the car again. And there's this sense of urgency, because if you don't fix the car, you're not going to get home, you know.
And sometimes you're far from home.
Yeah, and in my case, too, I was also working for Hot Rod shooting the TV show, so I had to be in every city no matter what. So you really become resourceful. And, you know, I think one of the more notable breakdowns we had is when we lost an airbag mount in Colorado. Mm-hmm. And went into a local diner and met a guy, basically a farmer, right?
Yes, we were broke down, and the only light we could see, because it was nighttime, was a farm. And I said, I'm sure they'll help us, because I'm a farm girl. And I know that farmers are usually well-equipped with tools and equipment, and they know lots of people in the community and willing to help others. So we went toward the farm, and we found some guys that did roundy-round dirt track racing. And they had a lift, they had a welder, they had a shop fully equipped, and some buddies, and they helped us. And we were up very late that night, but we were back on the road the next day.
And we weren't even to the tour yet. We were on our way there, breaking down.
Right.
But the mentality, I think if somebody breaks down in a cool old car, people just kind of generally want to help.
Right.
You know, it's not some hoodlum who's driving some pile that is here to cause trouble.
Right.
So that whole aspect, I think, was very cool. And I think between the two of us, I've done 10, and you've probably done 5.
I thought I'd done 7, but
7,
I couldn't remember.
Somewhere around there. And these are people, it's a family reunion every year. You know, recently we haven't had a chance to really do them because we've started this business. And
recently we always go to at least one stop. They have been kind of close to us, and we try to make one stop, but we haven't been able to do the drive time with everybody.
Right, which brings us to today, which is fun because they're going to bring it to us.
Yay!
Which is purely coincidental and kind of neat in the events of what happened. A couple of years ago, our shop, the V8 Speed and Resto shop, is, if you look at a map of the United States and you put your finger right in the dead center, that is basically where we are. And a couple of years ago, the Hot Rod Drag Week event, which is kind of a racing power tour. You have to go to different drag strips every night and race and win and then drive the race car to the next city. So it's much more challenging.
That's way harder.
Than the power tour, especially because they're doing 2,500, 3,000 horsepower cars on the street now. It's ridiculous. But the route for Drag Week went from Gateway Motorsports Park just outside of St. Louis down to Memphis International Raceway in Memphis, and the route they took happens to be Illinois Route 3, which is the same street that our shop is on. And for Drag Week, they can't let the route out ahead of time so people don't cheat. You know, you know, people would have extra parts along the way or buddies, or they would tow their car or something instead of drive it. Well, Power Tour, apparently they like that route or that little section, and the organizers called me a couple of months ago, and they said, hey, we just drove past your shop. And I said, why don't you stop in? And they said, well, we're pre-running. You know, we're going to bring several thousand cars to your little town. So, you know, get ready in June.
Well, that's pretty awesome. I'm really excited about them coming by the shop. And now that we have the opportunity that if someone needs a hand, that we'll be able to pay it forward and have the shop doors open. All the crew is very excited about this event and eager to help anybody who is in our area and needs a hand.
Well, yeah, and not just the crew. We've tried to do everything we can to draw from our experience of doing long hauls going through smaller towns. The actual town we're in is called Redbud, Illinois. And in Redbud, there's 3,500 people that live here. So, you know, the town's going to double in size on Tuesday morning, June 9th, as this thing rolls through. But we've gotten in touch with the local law enforcement and the local officials and the newspapers and everybody to let them know what's happening. Because I remember going into towns where they weren't prepared.
I remember a dinner one night with Roe McGonigal and Ted Zeus and probably Terry McGean and a couple other Jeff Koch, all these great guys. And it was like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. We were all very hungry. And the restaurant was not prepared at all. And it was a very unfortunate experience when Roe... probably at a very drastic low sugar level and sunburned and dehydrated and just exhausted from all the events of the day, got very upset that he wanted his meat.
His expletive meat.
Right. And he marched out of there with no supper. And so it is our mission to tell everybody that we can reach to be prepared for the crowd to come through, have enough food, have enough staff to take care of these people, because if you treat them right, yes, this is a vacation, but they may come back, and they will tell other people, the towns or the cities that they liked, that they enjoyed, that they were treated well, and, you know, open the door, roll out the carpet. These are really nice, good car people, and we'd like everybody to be taken care of.
Well, and they won't be complaining that they didn't get any expletive meat. And that was bad because the restaurant was empty, but they only had like two people working, so they couldn't even serve any food.
Right.
And in our case, the tour leaves Gateway Motorsports Park on Tuesday morning and then it heads down to Memphis, and we're only about 45 minutes to an hour or so on the road, so this really isn't a stop. But, you know, we want to make sure the gas stations are open and fueled and have clean restrooms and part stores are open, and like you said, we're going to have our lifts available, and now's our chance to really pay it forward, because we've had people all over the country that have helped us out fixing our junk, so now we can help any way we can. So it's pretty exciting.
It is pretty exciting. Are we going to tell people what to take with them on the power tour to prepare for hopefully no breakdowns, but just in case?
Yeah, in fact, on our website, and I will put it in the link next to this this podcast, is a list that we'd prepared, our road tour checklist, basically. It's a packing list of tools and supplies and things to check on the car, because things present themselves when you're far from home.
Absolutely.
You know, things, that's when things are going to break, and it's silly stuff, belts and hoses and things get loose and wheels fall off and, you know, things you swore you checked or you drove all last summer in your little, you know, 100-mile radius and never had a problem, and then you get 300 miles from home and something comes apart. So,
and don't forget, you're going to hit like 500,000 potholes or bumps in the road, and, you know, check your suspension and brakes especially.
And then don't forget about the off-ramp sickness, you know. Where you're talking about a lot of cars in a row now, and when you go down the road and it's hot outside and you get to the off-ramp and everybody's waiting in line ready to get off, that's when the cars sit, they heat up, and they boil over. So make sure that you get a good radiator cap, that your radiator's working, your fans are working, maybe add an additive to make sure the coolant is functioning properly. Because that's where you want to sit with your AC too, you know, and you know, if you're driving something older, it gets a little scary.
Right.
But the rest of it, it's not a race, it's not a rally, it's not, you know, anything out of control. It's good, a good family-type thing. So there's
it's great. The kids have a good time on it. They all become friends. Even the kids become friends. That's really cool.
Nothing to be afraid of.
No.
They take you through some nice towns. And the other cool thing is that they try to stay off the interstates as much as possible these days. So you get to see little towns like Redbud, where we're at.
Yeah, and it's a nice little town.
It is. Nice people. Even us, sometimes. So that's kind of our wrap up. If you're going to be on Power Tour, or if you are, you know, listening to this on the road, you're more than welcome to stop by if you need something. Again, in Red Bud, Illinois, there will be some banners along the way before our shop, kind of, you know, helping people find us. And we hope to see you. I think we're going to be, you know, at least us and maybe some of our crew at the Gateway stop on Monday, right?
Right.
And we'll be hanging out and checking out all the cars and everything else. And from there, I don't know, maybe if we get the wild hair, we'll take off and go a couple stops. I don't know.
It's tempting.
Right now, it's tempting just to go anywhere.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been yet another riveting episode of VA Radio, the Power Tour Edition. And as they used to say in Hill Street Blues, be safe out there.
Travel safe, everybody.